So as I was saying, we're looking at these categories of feeling tone in our practice: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. So these feeling tones come with every moment of experience. So just to break it down, let's say you're outside walking, you stop, and you hear the sound of a bird. So the sound is happening, hearing is happening, and with that moment of experience, whether we're aware of it or not, it's either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So we can bring our mindfulness, bring our what we're cultivating here, bring awareness to that feeling. Just a gentle note even. Oh, sometimes it's very gentle because it's very fleeting. It's like, oh, pleasant. Or you hear, let's just say, there's construction happening out in the field, and you hear a loud noise of a truck or a motor, and you can feel the body tightening, you know. Oh, unpleasant. That's unpleasant. Well, why bother with noting this? It seems so obvious. Well, what happens in our daily waking life, what happens is that because we're not aware of the feeling, we're not aware pleasant or unpleasant, the mind then trails into a world. You know, well, I'm going to make sure when I go home that I do walking meditation right where I think the birds are at this particular time in the morning, you know, because I really need to listen to birds more. I don't go out in nature that much. And, you know, here I am on a retreat. It's only a day and a half. And, you know, from now on, I'm going to, you know, it's like there you see desire, craving come in. So, you know, in not seeing it, we're off and running in a fantasy. No, and it doesn't make us a bad person. It's just the nature of what we would call ordinary mind, or the puppy that isn't trained, that's just following that pleasant smell or that pleasant taste, or barking. Oh, my dog, I love her, but you know, it's just we put in a window in our house, and I swear it's just so she could see and look out and bark, because it's a small street. But then when a truck comes down the street or something, it's like her job to like warn the world that something foreign has come. So she's clearly experiencing unpleasant in that mind, and you know, instinctually, of course, but trying to say it's okay in that situation. So the truth is, you know, with the unpleasant, when we're not aware of it, we're also off and running. You know, if you have an unpleasant experience, and now maybe it's not so much happening on retreat, but maybe it does. Maybe somebody moved your shoes, you know, or moved something of yours. Who knows why, maybe completely unconscious or whatever. Or you think somebody moved something of yours. Has that ever happened? Oh, my God. I spent a whole retreat thinking somebody took my boots. And I was looking everywhere, and I was really upset that someone had... This is a big retreat, just in fairness to myself. It was like 100 people. And, you know, someone took my boots, and where are they? And I saw these boots, and I knew they weren't mine, and somebody took my boots. And then maybe a day later, I realized, oh, those are my boots. They were my boots all along, you know? And so the mind, first of all, it got a bit diluted, but second of all, this idea of somebody taking something just sent this whirlwind of aversion. You know? And you might say, well, yeah, well, what if like something comes up in my mind, it's unpleasant, there's aversion, but it's really, what's coming up is this memory of this fight I had with my partner or my boss or my friend just before I came on retreat. It's not resolved, it's really upsetting. I'm not making it up, it's what happened. Well, we can still practice with that. It was just notice. First of all, just notice your body. Notice what's arising in your body. Notice the heat, notice the fire, notice the burn. You know, it can be really, really interesting to pay attention to anger and even to rage. It's like fasten your seatbelt, of course, you know, because it's a potent feeling, but it's not unworkable. It's not something that's going to run us over, particularly if we have the strength of mindfulness and loving kindness, you know, loving kindness. It's like, it's not condemning, it's not pushing away, but it's like, can we investigate this, the feeling tone of it? So we might notice unpleasant, that's the first thing to notice, unpleasant. And then perhaps you're noticing it backwards, like, oh, that was an unpleasant experience, and then it led into aversion. Okay, so now we're just noticing aversion. How is it manifesting? Paying attention to the body, body sensations, noticing thoughts. Thoughts are off and running when we're in these particular states, whether it's a state of craving or a state of aversion. You know, I talked about last night, even with the sloth and torpor, like, I'm really tired, I'm really tired. It just reinforces, yeah, you're really tired, you know, go lay down. And you might be really tired. But it's also interesting to like notice that sometimes as a kind of a resistance to just showing up. Without judgment, you just notice it. There's some unpleasant there, there's some aversion in there. I'm certainly not suggesting that you don't get adequate rest for yourself. Sometimes what happens in practice is that this can be an imbalance of energy and concentration. So that's what you might experience, that if there's a lot of energy in the mind, whether it's craving or aversion or just a lot of discursive thinking or obsessive thinking, it's really helpful, rather than judging that or getting lost in it, either one, whether resisting it or getting immersed in it, it's just to notice restlessness. It's energy. It's restless energy in the mind. There's no judgment in that. That's just what's happening. It's like there's no judgment that it's raining out. So there's no judgment. Okay, restlessness is happening. But often what restlessness means is that there's a higher level of energy in our system and a lower level of concentration. So the balance of energy and concentration are important in mindfulness practice. And they go out of balance, they can go out of balance frequently, so there's nothing to worry about. But when you notice that increased energy of restlessness in the mind, or sometimes you feel it in the body where you just cannot, feels like you can't sit for one more second, you want to run out of the room screaming, or you feel like you have to take a huge long walk. And sometimes, you know, doing very fast walking when there's restlessness, that can be really helpful. However, if you are doing that, bring your attention to the body, not to the thoughts, because that will just, you know, whatever we, you know, put energy into, it, you know, this is neuroscience, you know, it increases. So if you put energy into that thinking, it's just going to create more thinking. So it's actually much more useful in terms of meditation practice to notice the energy, to notice the felt sense as opposed to the thoughts. And if you are noticing thoughts, I would just make a mental note, restlessness. Not judging, you can say it with kindness, but it helps from getting pulled into the thought. And then you might say, yeah, but this conflict with this person, I really do have to resolve it, and I wanted to get it figured out on this retreat. So when I go home, I can skillfully work with that situation. You know, beautiful aspiration, nothing wrong with that. It's just we're not going to figure it out through the mind. In that sense, it's a radical acceptance. It's a radical trust in letting go of trying to figure it out and just attending to what's present. So in that sense, you might notice wanting. Now you might say, wow, these states can shift really fast from wanting to aversion to sleepiness to restlessness. They can. You don't have to notice every single thing. You're not going to. But when it's there and the mind has some energy, we do want to strengthen the concentration practice aspect of this. So what is that? That's bringing attention to what's happening. That's the concentration part of this. That's the balance with energy. So another thing that can really help with restlessness, it's interesting, it's going to sound like the opposite of what I just said, fast walk. We would actually slow things down to bring more careful attention to what's happening. More careful attention to just this step or a sense of touch. Or if your anchor is the breath, just to notice the beginning of an in-breath, the beginning of an out-breath. You give yourself a more refined instruction, really, to attend more carefully to what's happening. And that, what that does is it really diffuses these hindrances. It brings up energy. It strengthens concentration. When those two are in balance, the hindrances aren't there. So when there's the sleepiness, sometimes there's a lot of concentration. You might have noticed this. It's a really pleasant state. You can be meditating and you feel a little dull, but it's really pleasant. It's not like you're fighting sleepiness, but it's kind of this dull pleasantness. You know, like the snooze button on the alarm. Like, oh, I'm just going back for a little bit. No feeling that. That's okay. So, but we can also, you know, before you know it, you might fall asleep, you know, or we can bring mindfulness directly to that. It's not nothing, anything to get rid of or change. It's just like, oh, you know, whatever you want to label it, like pleasant maybe, or dullness, or drowsiness, or it doesn't even have to have a label. You're just bringing your attention to it. No, and for many of us, that particular, what I just described, is a pleasant state. So we can just, the mindfulness will get raised just by noticing pleasant or noticing unpleasant. Those are the things we tend to miss in our daily lives and in meditation practice that send our minds off and running and caught in these states. So this is the good news. You just begin to notice and name, this is pleasant arising. Or, wow, this is just a state of aversion right now. And if the word aversion is like triggering for you, like, oh, that word doesn't really fit, you could just change it to not wanting. Not wanting. Not wanting what is. You know, just think about how you woke up this morning. So maybe you jumped out of bed like a little puppy dog. I can't wait to go to the meditation hall. I bet most of you felt that way, right? Some might have, you know, and that's something to... not to get egotistical about, but just maybe to appreciate that energy, you know, or that inspiration. You know, obviously to follow it. You know, sometimes at night people have a lot of energy. You don't have to go to bed. You can stay up and meditate. You know, there's nothing wrong with following that energy of wanting to practice by any stretch. But let's just say, you know, you wake up, you're kind of like, nah, glad when this is going to be over. You know, or maybe it turns more towards self. Wow, I'm not feeling that state of real interest and energy. What's wrong with me? Our minds could be in a long state of, I'm really screwing up at this, just by not noticing unpleasant. Just by not noticing it. So when we notice, oh, unpleasant, or yeah, not wanting, it's not a moral issue, not wanting. It's just a mind state. But when we notice it, and present with it, mindfulness, mindful of it, it doesn't necessarily take hold. It's not like you can prescribe, okay, I just noticed it, now it's going to go away. That's like trying to pull up the carrot before it's grown. It's staying, you know, it's applying in a steady and humble way and curious. Huh, this is what it's like right now. And that's why it's helpful to notice pleasant too, because oftentimes in pleasant it can go into fantasy. It's hard for most of us just to truly feel pleasure. So we just might notice that in a gentle way, just, oh, pleasant. And the neutral, it's kind of an acquired taste, isn't it? I mean, it's like, who's interested in neutral? Most of us not. But sometimes as practice just deepens and progresses, you just start to notice neutral more with, you know, just a gentle notation, like, oh, this is neutral. It becomes interesting. It becomes interesting when the mind isn't grabbing or pushing away. And then neutral might have qualities of ease or peace or calm. I say might, I don't know. It's your own exploration. So maybe these suggestions, instructions, guidance support you in your practice as you continue today.